Hello, listeners, in which I offer just one sentence expressing my continued disbelief that we're now roughly 35 days from an incredibly consequential election, and somehow the leader of an unhinged cult masquerading as a national political party is still within striking distance of his opponent in most polls of any consequence, despite the fact that he's a spray-tanned, sexist, misogynistic, grifting, morally bankrupt, narcissistic, convicted felon incapable of acting on anyone's behalf but his own, who incited an insurrection with his blanket disregard for the sanctity of the U.S. Constitution, has bamboozled millions into believing that following him over the cliff is really in their best interests, daily adds jet fuel to an already raging dumpster fire of incoherent tweets and campaign speeches, and will, with no compunction, jettison any supporter who does not goose-step behind him, yet is cogent enough to develop concepts of plans for America that include the mass deportation of immigrants who don't look like him, the subjugation of women to second-class citizens under the control of religious zealots in a nightmarish and dystopian Handmaid's Tale, the creation of an economic system that favors rich over poor, the deregulation of industry at the expense of the environment, and the weaponization of the Justice Department to persecute his political enemies, all implemented by a team that, despite all protestations to the contrary, has indeed outlined its intentions in Project 2025 and will, unlike in 2016, be fully staffed with sycophants primed to implement his dictatorial orders on day one and most certainly beyond, unless all rational thinking citizens exercise the one true power that unites us and vote. I'm Wester Worry, and that's my one sentence perspective.